Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The New York Post wrote on November 3. Election Day Tuesday ended with races that should have been easy wins for Democrats. Most dramatically, Republican Glenn Youngkin won the election to be governor of Virginia, a state Biden carried by 10 percentage points last year. Youngkin's victory could be a political earthquake. Election results hung in the balance early Wednesday in New Jersey, a state Biden carried by 16 points a year ago. The candidates remained virtually tied, with a pair less than a percentage point apart. Now, the Associated Press projected the Democrat to be the winner, but the Republican challenger refused to concede as of now. The article goes on to say, commentators appeared certain that Biden's disastrous leadership was to blame. Now, interestingly enough, even CNN supported that conclusion. They wrote on November 3, demoralized Democrats need a reckoning after a rough election night that sent serious warning signs. Republicans are highlighting issues that preoccupy voters, like a sluggish economy, high gas prices, expensive groceries, crime rates, and concerns about the rights of parents to influence what is taught in schools. Virginia's government race especially was seen as a one-year referendum on Biden's presidency. And then the article by CNN goes on to say, Biden endured a wretched summer, including a chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan that shook confidence in his leadership and dented his approval ratings. It likely has not helped that progressives, I mean left-wing people, have been a dominant force in the party in Washington, playing into claims that the president is hostage to far-left influences in his own party. In addition, I might add, Biden doesn't seem to know what his own administration is doing. He admitted that to Macron in France when he said that the deal regarding the submarines was something which was done clumsily, and he didn't know what was really going on. He had not been fully informed. Another interesting issue is the idea of paying billions of dollars to families separated at the southern border, or to put it more precisely, $450,000 per person. And Mr. Biden just said, oh no, that is not going to happen. But he doesn't seem to know that his own Justice Department is proposing this idea. Newsmax wrote on November 3, here are the six keys to the GOP's successes in Virginia and New Jersey. No matter what's going to happen with New Jersey, it was a definite defeat for the Democrats. The article says, one, voters rejected COVID mask and vaccination lockdowns. Both Republican candidates made clear they opposed harsh lockdowns, mandatory vaccinations, and mask requirements. Two, crucial black voters did not turn out. Why? One reason may be mandatory vaccinations. Blacks have been hesitant to take the vaccine. Of course, so have been whites, but here the blacks were crucial in Virginia. Three, Biden's approval numbers have collapsed. The debacle in Afghanistan, a southern border in crisis, soaring inflation, and questions about Joe Biden's age and mental capacity have created a brew of disenchantment among voters. Four, critical race theory backfired. Cultural issues like CRT and gender politics played a major role in the Virginia race, including the Democrats' claim that parents should not play a role in what their children are taught. Coupled with the recent alleged assault, it's more actually than just alleged, of one female student by a male in a skirt, or somebody who claimed to be a girl, even though he was born as a boy. 5. It's the economy. Massive supply shortages and soaring inflation may be having a more significant impact on voters' minds than had been supposed. People are seeing gasoline prices jump, and the party in power is paying the price. And 6. Trump helped Republicans. Democrats attempted to paint their Republican challengers as puppets or clones of Donald Trump. Trump did not prove a liability at all, though, and he may have been helped. Voters are clearly feeling buyer's remorse with Biden, as Trump's own rising poll numbers suggest. But you see, Joe Biden doesn't take any responsibility at all. He is blaming everything and everyone, including Trump, but not himself. He is even doubling down with wanting to enforce a federal vaccination mandate in January for companies, private companies, with more than 100 employees. Even though the federal jurisdiction in state matters such as this is considered to be unconstitutional by many legal scholars. Of course, what's perhaps even worse is the concept that employees are supposed to support to the government non-compliant companies or non-compliant co-workers. Now that reminds me of methods which were employed by Nazi Germany, by East Germany, and which are being used today by dictatorships such as China, Russia, North Korea, Belarus, you name them. In addition, Dr. Fauci is becoming more and more a liability to the Biden administration, insofar as the allegations are concerned regarding terrible experiments with young dogs, with young children, not to speak of the Wuhan debacle. And it's not only voices like Rand Paul or Newt Gingrich asking for his resignation. Many others are too, but Mr. Biden is unwilling to let Dr. Fauci go. And he's not also taking any responsibility for the Afghanistan debacle. Neither he himself nor his generals and those responsible are being blamed for anything by Mr. Biden. In fact, he is still talking about a success when it comes to the withdrawal of the American troops in Afghanistan. You see, the denial of reality might backfire very heavily in 2022 and 2024. Kamala Harris said during a campaign trail in Virginia, "What happens in Virginia will in large part determine what happens in 2022, 2024, and on." But much more importantly than the political arena is the fact that God has strong words about leaders who are blind, lead the blind, and denying responsibility. Christ said the famous words in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 14, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." In the Old Testament book of Isaiah, which contains prophecies for our time, God calls the leaders in the United States, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, rulers of Sodom, challenging them to hear his words, to listen to him, to accept his guidance. You can read this in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 10. Now recently, Mr. Biden claimed that the Pope told him that he was a good Catholic and that he should continue receiving communion. Now, some have questioned that this was actually said, and the Vatican is suspiciously silent about this whole matter. But more important than that is the question, is Mr. Biden, is anyone a good Christian if that person supports abortion, if that person supports same-sex marriages and other things which are most certainly not in accordance with God's word? So this actually could be endless. God says in Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 12, O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your path. Stronger still is God's rebuke in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 16. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. Now, why is this? Because rather than listening to wrong and immoral ideas and sinful political propaganda, which is in opposition to God's word and God's way of life, they ought to repent. They ought to return to God. But God is saying in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 13, for the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. You do not have to be blind. You do not have to be somebody whom God strikes and destroys. You don't have to follow blind leaders. You can submit to God rather than men. We have prepared two free booklets, and I would challenge you and ask you to please request free copies. One is Obeying God Rather Than Men. And another booklet, Evil Empires and Evil People, Wild Beasts of the Bible. These two booklets will discuss what we have touched upon today in this program. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.